Okay, so it's Yud Beis Menal, brand new sugya, totally new. Okay, Elon Shu Omeid Besochat Chum. So this is basically dealing with when you go to Arei Miklat, where exactly do you have to get to be safe? Specifically, if there's a tree on the border, okay, and part of the tree is in the Arei Miklat, part of the tree is out of the Arei Miklat, and you are on one part or the other part or whatever.
If yeah. I have one hand on it.
One hand. Okay, so let's see. Okay, this is like Elon.
Running base.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
That's the mission at the bottom?
Yeah, exactly. So Elon Shu Omeid Besochat Chum. So if you have a tree which is inside the border, V'nofonot Echutzot Chum, and the branches are outside the Chum. Oh, the opposite. Omeid Chutzot Chum, V'nofonot Besochat Chum. Hakol Holech Achar Hanof. It all goes by the branches. Rashi, what does that mean? Afilu hu bi'ikaro shebesochat chum. Even if you are on the trunk, the ikar, that's exactly what be means. You're touching, standing on, whatever, leaning on, right? Even if you're on the trunk, but we'll just leave that vague. Bi'ikaro shebesochat chum. Even if you're inside on the ikar, it's like you're outside, and the guy can kill you. So you get into the Arei Miklat, you lean on the tree, and then the branches are outside. And now the guy can kill you, okay? Because it goes by the branch, by the branches. And if the trunk is outside the tchum, then you just lean on the tree and you're safe. Okay, so mamish goes totally says the Mishnah totally by the branches. Okay.
Interesting. The ikar here means the trunk.
Yeah. Yep. So surprising halacha, I think. Surprising. So the Gemara says, "Brahmin, we have a stira." Not so simple. Elon, this is a halacha. Now this comes to a case of meiser. Okay, I think it's meiser sheni, which the halacha is that it's eaten in Yerushalayim. You eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, right? You redeem it outside of Yerushalayim. Let's say you make Maaser Sheni, you take a tenth of your fruits, make a Maaser Sheni, then you have to bring it in Yerushalayim so you can be podet to a coin or whatever, and then when you get to Yerushalayim, you know, you have to, you go to Yerushalayim and you redeem it as fruits and you eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. Okay, fine. As long as you're not in Yerushalayim, you could redeem the fruits and make them into a coin. But once you're in Yerushalayim, you can't do that anymore, then you have to eat them. We'll see that becomes relevant. But Elon Shu Omeid Vinot Delachot. Okay, so Elon, which is Omeid Bifnim, the tree is inside and the branches are outside. Oh, Omeid Bechot Vinot Delafnim. Or the opposite. Mikineger Hachom of Elafnim Kilafnim. Mikineger Hachom of Elachot Kilachot. So this depends. Where it goes by the line, there's an imaginary border. The part of the tree which is inside the wall of Yerushalayim counts as inside. The part which is outside counts as outside. Okay. Rashi. Elon Shu Omeid Bifnim Yerushalayim Ul Inyan Achilas Maaser Yerushalayim Yishnayah. Okay, so it's regarding eating Maaser in Yerushalayim. Okay. Mikneged Achoma Alma Lo Nofo Shadinim Basa Iker V'lo Iker Basa Nof. Right? So you see, you don't throw anything by anything. You don't throw the branches by the trunk or the trunk to the branches. Right, you consider wherever you are. If you're inside, you're inside. You're outside, you're outside, and that's it. Simple, right? Simple. Are you inside or are you outside? That's all that matters. Are you in Yerushalayim? Look at the wall and look if you're inside. Or look if you're outside. So it's a contradiction, because when it comes to contradiction is when it comes to Arei Miklat. It says if you have a tree, which is part of the tree, the trunk is on one outside and the branches are inside or vice versa. So you define the whole tree by the branches, wherever the branches are, that's it. That's what it goes by. The whole tree is defined by the branches, and if the branches are inside, the whole thing is considered inside. So the branches are outside, the whole thing goes outside. But when it comes to Maaser, you have to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, it just goes by where you are. Are you inside or are you outside? It doesn't matter about the rest of the tree. Right, so that's Gemara Stira. So the Gemara answers what you may have been wondering. Maaser are Arei Miklat Karamis? You're asking from Meiser to Ari Miklat? You can't ask that. Why? Not just because you can't compare things. You could compare things. You have to explain why you can't compare them. So it says, Meiser bechoma tala rachmana. Meiser goes by the wall. Ari Miklat bedira tala rachmana. By Ari Miklat goes by dira, by dwelling. Benofo misterlei, by the branches, under the branches, or in the branches, you could live. Bikara lo misterlei, in the trunk, you can't live. Rashi. Bechoma tala rachmana. Okay, by Meiser, Sheni, it goes by the wall. Dechsiv lefnei Hashem al kach tochlano, you have to eat it lefnei Hashem. What does lefnei Hashem mean? It means in Yerushalayim. What does that mean? In the walls of Yerushalayim. But by Ari Miklat, Bedira Tara Lachmana, Tichsiv, Ki Be'ir Miklato Yeshev. Because in Ir Miklat you have to live. Vinofo Ro'i Ledira, Yoser Meikaro. And the branches are fit for a dwelling more than the trunk. Right? What's funny about that, Rashi? Okay, we'll get to funny about the Rashi in a second. So we'll get to funny about the Rashi in a second. But basically, before we do that, so what's the basic answer? Saying is that you can the two different areas. When it comes to Ari Miklat, you go by its dwelling. The main thing is you have to dwell in Ari Miklat. When it comes to dwelling, the Gemara says you dwell on branches, you don't dwell on a trunk. So therefore, the whole tree goes by the branches. Wherever the branches are, the whole thing is defined by the branches. But in Meiser, it doesn't go by that. In Meiser, it goes by the Choma. Are you in Yerushalayim? Are you out of Yerushalayim? So that just goes by the wall. Doesn't matter about the trunk or the branches. There's nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Right? That's just a pshat of the answer here. Okay, but I'm just saying is if you just look at Rashi, this is again, what does Gemara say? It says, by Ari Miklat you go by Dira. And it says, Benofo Misterlei. In the branches you live. Bikara lo Misterlei. In the trunk you don't live. Okay? That's what Gemara says. Then Rashi says, because you have to live in Ari Miklat. V'nofo ro'i l'dira yoser me'ikaro. The branches are more dira than the ikar. Yeah, right, that's the problem. Rashi just throws in yoser. What do you mean yoser?
Yeah, like the Gemara was nothing.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say anything about yoser. The Gemara just says you live in the tree, in the branches. You don't live on the trunk. And Rashi just changes it. Right? Now, you could just say, because Rashi knows, you could sort of live on the trunk. But I don't know, it doesn't sound like that's what the Gemara is saying. Like, how does Rashi know to throw that in? You know, it doesn't sound like the Gemara is saying that. Okay, but that's just a more advanced question. I don't know if we're ready for that question. You know, there's a lot of going on here before we do that. I'm just saying that's one problem. If you just read the Rashi, it should stand out. You know, stick out. You really might read the Rashi. There's a discrepancy. Whenever the discrepancy between Rashi and Gemara, it should strike you and you should raise the question. Because, you know, he's obviously doing that for a reason. You know. Okay. Fine. So basically we got our work cut out for us here, right? What's the difference here? What's the issue here? I guess we could just go, you know. You could kind of define these two different systems. The system that you have by Ari Miklat and the system that you have by Meiser. Right? Something like that. Yeah, I mean, Meiser is easy to understand. I mean, you just go, are you in Yerushalayim or not in Yerushalayim? Right? I mean, there's nothing much to say there. You wouldn't have thought anything otherwise, that's what you'd have thought. But by Ari Miklat, it's hard to understand that zero point. Because, fine, bottom line is, I'm inside Ari Miklat. And I'm leaning on the trunk of the tree. Now what? Now you'll say that I'm not living in Ari Miklat because the branches of the tree are outside? And well, you could say that, but you wouldn't say that. What's the sense of that?
He'd be fine.
I know, that's what's funny. I mean, it sounds true, like I was saying. It's like the guy in the case where the branches are outside and he's inside. So if he's touching the trunk, so then he's going to be killed, right? Now what? Now he lets go of the trunk for a second and then he's safe? And then he touches the trunk, then, right? It sounds like I mean, look, there's obviously going to be a border which you cross, but it's just hard to understand exactly.
What's wrong with
the... Yeah, I understand. Let me read the Rambam. It's going to help, but anyways, it's always a good idea. This is Ches Yud Aleph in Ari Miklat. It's actually the last halacha in Ari Miklat. Whatever. Okay, Kol Yerha Koletas Tchuma Kolet Kamama. Fine. So the border is kolei just like the city. Ilan shuomei besoch tchum ari miklat v'nofo nota chutz l'tchum. And so the branches go outside the tchum. So when you get under the branches, see the Rambam is under the branches, you're safe. Okay? The Rambam is different. This is different than we know. Right? I forgot about this. The Rambam learns like another later sheet than the Gemara or something. Right? So this isn't going to help us. But it does show you that he means it's under the branches. Mm-hmm. I'll just keep reading. But if you're standing outside the tchum, and no phone, no telesocha tchum, then when you touch the branches, you're safe. It's the ikar, you're safe. Okay, so it's like you're safe either way. When Zaram, he's like, you go l'kula, so to speak. You're always safe.
That's the same as our
Mishnah. But he goes both ways. So the Rambam's going l'kula either way. It's like if you get to the branches or you get to the trunk, either way, you're safe.
What's the problem?
No, I don't know. So forget the problem. Our Rambam just learns it from our Gemara, right? It's not like our Mishnah. Yeah. It doesn't sound like he's learning like our Mishnah.
Why not?
Because our Mishnah says, HaKol Holich Al Charanof. Right. So according to that, if the branches are outside the tchum and the trunk is inside, so then you'd say, even if you're touching the trunk, you're considered to be outside.
Right.
But the Rambam's saying, on the contrary, once you get under the branches, you're safe. That's really going by the ikar. That's not going by the nof.
Once you get under the branches. Oh.
Right? You're outside. The branches are outside. But the ikar's inside. And once you go under the branches, it's like somehow you go by the ikar. So that's like totally different, right? In that case, you're going by the ikar. In the other case, you're going by the nof. He has a kula both ways. It's only come to Rambam. It's like either way. Once you get somehow to the inside, whether the brand, whatever, one or the other, then you're safe. So that's different. He learns, it's based on the later sheet of the Gemara, I think. I didn't get there yet. So, but, whatever. But it's not clear, though, Mishiyagia le'ikaro. That's why I was looking it up earlier, to see what does he mean by the brand, the trunk. Does it mean you're touching it? I don't know, he just says Mishiyagia le'ikaro, when you reach the ikar. What does that mean exactly? It's not clear. I mean, the nof, he tells you, means under the nof.
No for branches?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay, good. So let's just put it together here. I think it's Mark saying, and then Matt's topping it off. That when you talk about Dira, you have to ask, where are you Adar? Where's your Dira? Okay? Where's your Dira? So I tell you this. Like, let's say, if you just live on the street, just the middle of the street, so you'll say, where are you Adar? Well, I'll pull out a map, figure out where the line of the city is, and I don't know, you're Dar on the street of Lawrence, or the street of Farakoy, right? You gotta figure out where that imaginary border is, and you'll say you're Dar wherever you are. But if you're a Dar in a home, then you don't say, let's figure out where the border is and whatever. If I'm in my living room, then I'm here, and I'm in the living room there. The home is an entity of Dira, and you're Dar in the home. Right now, the question is the home identified with Farakway? Or home is the home of Lawrence? The fact that you don't say half my home is Lawrence, half my home is Farakway, a home is an entity, and the question is how do you define the Dira of the home? Okay, is it part of the Dira of Farakway? Is it part of the Dira of Lawrence? So, the thing is like this, is that when you're on a tree is like a home. A tree is an object which is really for Dira. Okay, you could go under the branches and get shade. You could lean on the trunk and you could rest and it could whatever, right? It's an entity of Dira. It's not as good as a home, but it's an entity of Dira. Now the question is, if you're on the under the tree, leaning on the tree, where's your Dira? On the tree. It's a Dira of the tree. And you'll say, well, is the tree part of the Arei Miklat? Is the Makom Dira of the tree part of the Arei Miklat? Or is it part of the Chutz? So when it's clear. But if you have a tree on the border, you have to define, is this tree, which city, which Makom Dira is it part of? Is it part of the Makom Dira of the inside, or is it part of the Makom Dira of the outside? So it says this, since the essential Dira of a tree is by its branches, because those function more for Dira than the trunk does. They both function for Dira a little bit, but more for Dira is the branches. So therefore, if you had to identify the Makom Dira, which city or which Makom Dira is it part of, you'll say, well, wherever the branches are, that's how I identify the Makom Dira of the tree. And now while my Dira is related to, my Dira doesn't relate to the city directly. It relates to the tree, which in turn relates to the city. So if I'm being a dar on the tree, now you have to define which Makom Dira is the tree a part of. So it says, since the Nof is more roi for Dira, it goes by the Nof. Right? Goes by the Nof. But if you let go of the tree, or you walk a few inches away from the tree, or whatever it is, so now your Makom Dira is the floor. Now, it may not be the greatest Makom Dira or whatever, but look, you're there on the floor. The floor is Ar-Mikla. You know? But once you're touching, once you're under the tree, on the tree, then you'll say your Makom Dira is the tree. Then you just have to define the tree. And I think that's the point. That's what Madison says goes. That's why Rashi has to say that the trunk is more, the branches are more fit for Dira. Because if the trunk was not fit for Dira at all, then I would be leaning on the tree. You'll say, where am I dar? I'm dar in Ar-Mikla. I'm dar on the floor. You see, I have to be that I'm being dar on the tree. Once I participate in the Dira of the tree, then you say I go by the essence, the Makom Dira of the tree. But if leaning on a tree had nothing to do with Dira at all, leaning on a trunk, if a trunk had zero to do with Dira, like it sounds like the Gemara is saying, then I'll say I'm not being dar on the tree. So it's true, the Makom Dira of the tree is the branches, but I'm not on that. So just because I happen to be touching the branch, the trunk of the tree, but the trunk has nothing to do with the Dira. The Dira of the tree is only the trunk, only the branches, and I have nothing to do with that. My Makom Dira is not the tree, my Makom Dira is the floor. But he's saying, no, is that when I'm leaning on the tree, so I'm my Dira is the tree. It's not the essential part of the Dira of the tree is not the trunk, it's the branches. So therefore I'll define the Dira of the tree as being part of our Miklat. And now my Dira is the Dira of the tree. Oh, so my Dira is the Dira of our Miklat. That's what I'm saying Rashi has to say. When the Gemara says that you live in the tree and you don't live in the branches, you live in branches, you don't live in the trunk, it doesn't mean that you have zero living in the trunk. It just means the essence of the Dira is the branches, and therefore the way you define the Makom Dira of the thing is by the trunk, by the branches, not by the trunk. But Rashi spells out that it's because it's more fit for Dira. And that's why I would say you could argue, I don't know if you would, but if you have like roots, mom is just like a root going on the floor. I mean, it depends what kind of roots. But you just have a long root underground, you know? Like a hose, you know, like it goes underground. Then you dig underground, then you grab hold of the root of the tree or something like that. So you're touching something attached to the tree, but you're not partaking of the Dira of the tree. It's the trunk which works, you know. You could argue that it doesn't just mean you're touching anything attached to the tree. It has to be that you're participating in the Dira of the tree. So the trunk lends itself to Dira of the Miktas. So therefore you'll say, you have to be that you're a dar on the tree. And if you're leaning on a tree, you are a dar on the tree. So I was going to say, Matt's pointing out, but I think apparently you see from this, at least if this is the way, this according to this stage of the game, is what protects you is not the border of Ar Mikla. It's not pshat that in the border is safe and out of the border is not safe. But it's the Dira of Ar Mikla. It's the Dira of Ar Mikla which protects you. If you're a dar, this is a bedira to Rahman. What protects you? That you're a makom, you're a dar in Ar Mikla. Your dira is a dira Ar Mikla. So even though you may physically be out of the border, you're safe. And even if you're in the border physically, but it's a dira of chutz, so then you're not safe. It's not like base. It's not like base in a game or whatever. You know, like there's a magical force field in, you know, when you cross the border. It's a matter of what is your dira. You have to be oker your makom dira from your regular city, and you have to be a dar of the Ar Mikla. And so far as you're a dar of the Ar Mikla, you're a different person, and there's not a lot of kelly. And if you're not a dar of the Ar Mikla, I don't care if you're physically in the border, if you're not a dar of the Ar Mikla, then you're not protected. It's the dira of Ar Mikla which protects you. We once said this, actually, by the... there's a halacha of the certain Ar Mikla, Dar Levim, you have to have das to be protected there in order for it to work. So we said there that it has to be like a Dira Ar Mikla. And through your Das, it's like a Dira Ar Mikla. It's a little complicated. In the regular 6 Ar Mikla, you don't need Das. In the normal Ar Mikla. But then we said is objectively, once you're in there, it's a Dira. Whatever, that's different referencing. Okay, but the point is that's what it seems to be. It's not. That's your question is based on a presumption that will protect you is the border. the physical location on the map. Right? But it seems like it's saying it's not the case. Dira talacha. That's what it's saying. By Meiser, the halacha is, sometimes it's not Dira. That's what it's saying. By Meiser, the halacha is, you have to be in Yerushalayim. Are you in Yerushalayim, then you can eat Meiser Sheni. If you're not in Yerushalayim, you can't eat Meiser Sheni. It goes by the Choma. What does in Yerushalayim mean? There's a Mechitza. Are you in or are you out? That's all that matters. I don't care your Dira, it's not Dira. Thing is, all that matters is Lefnei, are you Lefnei Hashem Lekecha? Then you could eat Meiser Sheni. If you're not, then you're not. So it doesn't matter about the Dira, the tree, the whatever. The point is, are you Lefnei Hashem Lekecha? You're not Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. But by Erev Mikla, it doesn't go by the Mechitzos. It doesn't mean if you're in the border, if you're in the walls, you're out of the walls. So it goes by your Dira. The Dira Tala Rachmana. Right? The Dira Tala Rachmana means where is it, where are you Adar? What's your Makom Dira? So that's what we're talking to. You have to define the tree. Tree is one entity. The only thing is the tree is one entity. And one Makom Dira. And you don't define a Makom Dira as half of this and half of that. What's the character of your Dira? You don't say that as you walk within your house, your Dira switches over from a Dira of Lawrence to a Dira of Farako. It's like one Makom Dira, and the Dira which takes place therein is one has one quality. It's one Makom Dira. So it has, you have to characterize the Makom Dira. So you characterize it by Rove or by the whatever it is, however you define it. You define it by the front door, you define it by the Dira. Your Dira doesn't transition in different rooms of your house. Dira doesn't go by that. It goes by such a thing as a unified, as a unit of a Dira. Unit of Makom Dira. Right. Yeah, I mean, just to say as an aside, philosophically it's very good. Because what protects him is that it's like, it's a din, it's not just some magical protection. It's a din that the Gavra is living in Ari Miklot, and Ari Miklot is like a type of a tree. Apparently it's a place of Kohanim, and a place of ideas, whatever it is. Whatever the ideas are, it's like, it's the Gavra is affected by being a Yoshev Ari Miklot. So it doesn't go by the technical border, it goes by his status as a dar. Is he living in Ari Miklot or is he living in the rest of the world? So it's not, like in a bomb shelter, for instance, so it protects you is the walls of the bomb shelter. So I don't care if you technically say you're called a dar of the bomb shelter, the walls aren't going to protect you if you're outside and you're holding onto the branches or whatever, it's not going to help you. But here it's not some magical protection of this of the air of Ari Miklot. It's the Gavra who's affected by living in Ari Miklot. It's a certain type of a city. And he lives in that city, so now it goes by his Dira. Right? It goes by his Dira. But apparently in Yerushalayim, it's saying it doesn't go by that. It goes by the Mechitzos. I mean, we'll see. We're going to get to our Yerushalayim and Meiser. It's not so simple that by Meiser it doesn't go by this, but that's in fact what it's saying. It's by Meiser, it's saying it goes with Neshon Mekecha, or Neshon Mekecha or not. Okay, so it says like this. V'rami Meiser ha-Meiser. Fine. You got me. You can't compare Meiser to Ari Miklot. They're different. They're not exactly the same. And you can't ask a question from a Mishnah by Ari Miklot to a Mishnah by Meiser. But I'll ask you a question from within Meiser itself. Within Meiser itself. On the one hand, we just read the Mishnah, which says that you all go by where you are located, right? But Ramayser Meiser, the Tanya, Yerushalayim halach achar hanof, Ari Miklot halach achar hanof. So you have another brisa which says both by Ari Miklot and by Meiser you go by the nof. So apparently Meiser is the same as Ari Miklot. That it just goes by the nof. It just goes by the nof, right? Just goes by the nof. Rashi. Yerushalayim, Linyan Meiser, Halacha Achar Hanof. So apparently it goes by the Nof also. So it's the same as Ari Miklot. So you have a contradiction, because on the one hand, by Meiser, it says that you go by where you are. Are you in the Choma or are you out of the Choma? It doesn't go by this special branch of Halacha. But on the other hand, you have another Braisa, which says that it goes by the Nof. That's another Mishnah, it's a Mishnah of Meisros. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Kahana lo kasha, Rabbi Yerubana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, B'ma'ara, halach achar pescha, B'ilan, halach achar nofa. He says, vis-a-vis Meiser, by a cave, you go by the opening, okay, which means if the opening of the cave is inside, but it opens to the outside, then it's considered outside. If the cave is outside and it opens to the inside, it's considered inside. And similarly by the tree, it goes by, It goes by the branches. Okay, it goes by the branches. So it's saying is by Meiser itself, it's Machlokas. Rav Masnissan Dachel, Breiser, Rav Yehuda, Masnissan Yishomed, Rabbanon, Mishnei Kamalasa. So it's saying is that by Meiser itself, there's a Machlokas. By Meiser itself, there's a Machlokas. Do you go by the branches? Or do you just go by where you are? So it's saying is that's really the question. It's a machlokas. So two brises. There's one to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you go by the branches, just like by a neklat. The other one is the Rabbanon, who say no, it just goes by where you are, where you're located. And Rashi is pulling a little fancy move here. He's saying is now, it's not simple, you have to say this, but he's saying now that the Gemara has this answer, so now it says it rejects the whole difference between our neklat and our neklat miser. But rather, our Mishnah, which says you go by the branches, is like Rabbi Yehuda, and he always goes by the branches, both by Ari Mechlad and by Meiser. And the other Braisa, which says, other Mishnah, which says you go by where you are, that's the Tal Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon will always say you go by where you are, even by Ari Mechlad. And it doesn't seem like you have to say that. But I think because of later in the Gemara, that's what apparently the way Rashi learns is the Gemara doesn't want to switch. Doesn't want to differentiate between our Mechlad and Meiser. Doesn't have to. But the Havman originally had to. But now once you see it by Meiser itself, there's two Shittos. So now you're going to have to say there's some other contradiction. You're going to have to say there's Machlokas. Once the Machlokas, that's what it says, you don't even have to say anymore that there's a difference between our Mechlad and Meiser. So I guess what we could do is we could try to define this Machlokas. Okay, define the Machlokas would be on the Chacham. Apparently it's even by Meiser. Right? Even by Meiser. By both. Whether or not you go by where you are, or you go by the branches. Right? No difference. And it seems like there's no difference in our Mikla and by Meiser. Yeah, it's a little tricky. It's a two by both. It's a little bit, you have to figure out what's the question about then, if it's by both. Yeah, so we'll do that, and then we'll go further in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is going to take a few steps, a few moves back and forth here in the Gemara. So we'll have to take it, slowly, step by step.